We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show coming to you live here on a Friday evening. Well, we've got G-Day tomorrow, officially getting some college football practice underway. Lots of big schools that are playing tomorrow, of course, in Athens at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow, Georgia will have their annual spring game. Calls for rain in the forecast, so we'll see if that dampens anything. It won't dampen the spirits of the fans because you'll have a little bit of a crowd there. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. Let's talk to our buddy Chip Towers. He, of course, covers all things UGA for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. You can check out his work, as always, at AJC.com. He'll have all the information that you need there. Also on Twitter, at CTowersAJC. As always, Chip, appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes here on a Friday.
Yeah, always glad to talk to you guys. How are you doing?
We are great and glad that we are actually going to get some college football to talk about in the spring. You know, obviously JT Daniels, I would assume, barring anything ridiculous, is the unquestioned starter at quarterback for Georgia. But talk a little bit about the evaluation process, whether it's going to be Carson Beck or Brock Vandergriff. It seems like that backup quarterback position is really where the intrigue is and really where the battle begins.
Well, it is. And, you know, it's interesting you should bring it because I actually worked on something today, you know, that you can read about in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution tomorrow, just talking about just that. I think everybody knows JT Daniels is the quarterback. In fact, Kirby Smart said as much earlier this year, kind of let it slip, but just you know, basically said that he's our guy. And anybody who watched him play last year knows that. But, you know, it's always about who's going to be next. And I actually think Georgia is pretty well set in that regard. When you think that Stetson Bennett came back, that was kind of a big return decision that was probably taken a little bit for granted. Say what you will about whatever Stetson Bennett did on the field last year, and most of it was pretty good, but he did start five games. So you're talking about a redshirt senior coming back who's been in, you know, with live arrows flying, been in the battles. And that's a big deal. And I think if you look at Georgia with JT Daniels and Stetson Bennett ready to go, that puts them ahead of a lot of teams in the SEC and the country right out of the box. Now, never mind the guys that are coming in. You know, you got a five-star in Brock Vandergriff. Everybody's going to want to see the big redhead out of Athens, you know, throw it around, and they will. And Carson Beck, who nobody's really seen much of as he redshirted last year. And so you'll get a look at those guys, and that'll be exciting. And it'll be interesting to see how long Munkin and Smart stick with JT Daniels and let him work with those receivers. Because here's what most people don't think about. This is actually just the second time that JT Daniels has ever played between the hedges with a live audience. So I'm sure he's excited, and we'll probably want to stay out there as long as he can. And it's not going to be a live situation for the quarterbacks. They'll blow the defense off before they get to him during the heat of action. So I don't think he'll be in too much danger if he stays out there beyond a quarter or so.
Chip, let's talk about the wide receiver core. Obviously, with Pickens going down, it leaves a hole for that number one playmaker. How important is this toward the evaluation tomorrow? Because you've got a lot of talented guys, but I think it's a matter of, okay, who wants to kind of step up and now assume that number one role?
Well, yeah, I don't think it's going to be that important as far as tomorrow, because the reality is it goes beyond George Pickens. You know, Jermaine Burton, who probably would have been the next one up at that position, is probably not going to play. He's been doing some individual work, but you know, he hyperextended a knee right after, a week after Pickens goes out. And you're already without Marcus Rosemi-Jackson, who was Pickens' replacement last year. He broke his ankle in the Florida game, still is not cleared for the spring. Now, he's going to be fine for the fall, but he's not going either. Meanwhile, the guy who everybody was really intrigued with, Justin Robinson, you know, a redshirt freshman out of McDonough, the only guy who really looks like George Pickens, 6'4", 220 pounds, was having a good spring, but injury bug has come up and bit him. You know, he said, depending on which one you believe, we haven't gotten an update from Kirby this week, but he's had an Achilles issue and he's had, you know, some kind of minor knee deal, but he might not go either. So you're getting pretty deep down into Georgia's roster as to who's going to go out there and work at that X specifically. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is Georgia obviously will have an X in the fall. It won't be George Pickens, and whoever that is going to be a drop-off. But with offenses nowadays, and particularly with Georgia's, it's about emphasis, right? I mean, so you know, with George Pickens on the field, number one, he plays the X. You know you're going to the X a lot. But Georgia has a lot of other options on the field, whether it be, you know, your tight ends like Darnell Washington and John Fitzpatrick, or your certainly your slot receivers and Kyaris Jackson and Dominic Blaylock and Demetrius Robertson are coming back in the fall you know, all that. So, and certainly, you know, running backs out of the backfield. So that'll kind of be something I'll be looking for tomorrow, is like, where is the emphasis? What is JT Daniels and Todd Monken trying to do now that you don't have George Pickens or anybody close to him on the field for Saturday's game, at least?
Chip Towers from the AJC joining us here on the WaitFor.com hotlines. We'll get ready for G-Day tomorrow, coming up at 2 o'clock. Let's talk a little bit about the secondary. That is a lot of intrigue there, obviously lots of questions. You know, the name I keep seeing is Kelee Ringo, who was a top-flight prospect but has done really nothing but battle injury since he's been on campus. You know, that secondary group, especially those corners, are going to be interesting to watch their development as we head toward fall.
Yeah, it's that's, you know, probably number one on the, you know, you got the situation at receiver and you got some situations on the offensive line, but really secondary is where it begins and ends for me, especially when you think about that season opener against Clemson on September 4th. You've got to get that settled. You've got to get it settled fast. And the reality is you got five players off of Georgia's defense that otherwise could have had eligibility for this season that are gone, either in the NFL draft or transferred in the case of Tyreek Stevenson. And that's not a small thing anywhere, especially at Georgia. I don't want to say Kirby Smart is some kind of, you know, defensive genius or guru or whatever, or Dan Lanning, who's the coordinator. But Georgia does do a lot with their defensive backs. That's Georgia's defensive success under Kirby Smart, you know, at Georgia and at Alabama before that, was predicated a lot on kind of things they did in the secondary, extending to the star position, which are replacing as well. And it's a lot of geeking and deacon and juking and jiving and kind of, you know, are you coming from here? Are you coming there? Are you man over here? So it's kind of complicated. And I think that's problematic. So I think Amir Speed is going to be your redshirt senior over there who hasn't had many opportunities before now. I think he's going to be one of them for sure. And I expect Jalen Kimber, a redshirt freshman, to go at the other spot with the first defense. And that's just guessing. Kelee Ringo, again, is a great prospect. Just a little bit late to the party, though. Still trying to get 100% healthy. And, you know, Georgia's recruited great at the position. I mean, guys like Nylon Green and that's coming in this year, and, you know, all the guys they've recruited in the last few years are, you know, came highly recommended. But it's really about, you know, those idiosyncrasies in Kirby Smart and Dan Lanning's system. Getting those down and not busting coverages and stuff like that is going to be an important thing. And, you know, we'll keep our eye on that, you know, tomorrow for sure.
Chip, obviously the national narrative about Georgia, when you talk about why are they not in national title contention, it's been about the offense, that they have not become an elite-level offense for whatever reasons. I mean, it at this point doesn't really matter what the reasons are. But Monken now in his second year, and he's going to get a full offseason. Obviously, you know, with the pandemic and everything, a lot of things got changed and hard to evaluate things. But how much now do you think that there is in the Kirby trust factor of Monken, letting him open things up, letting him do maybe what some of his signature things are. Because, I mean, honestly, going into the season, Chip, it's going to be the same narrative. If they're not an elite offense, the idea of beating Clemson and Bama and everybody else is going to go out the window.
Yeah, I mean, I think to answer your first question, I mean, I do think that Monken's going to have a lot of latitude this year. And he would have last year, probably did as it was last year. But, you know, Kirby talked about and the realities of the pandemic were pretty stark and pretty badly timed for what Georgia had going on last year. Never mind that JT Daniels wasn't even here at that time last year. But, you know, Monken is coming in there expecting Jamie Newman probably to be QB1. He's working with him to whatever extent he could before they were able to get out on the field and in the regular meeting situation. And then now that's all gone. But I just think you can't underplay how important it is that both JT Daniels and Todd Monken are back, having worked multiple weeks. And, you know, JT Daniels told us a week ago that he hasn't even been home. He's never returned to Irvine, California, since he showed up here last June. And, you know, the NCAA, to their credit, and we don't credit the NCAA for much these days, but they have opened and relaxed and sort of given more time for coaches and players to be together in the off season this year. So, I mean, I don't know whether JT Daniels is sleeping in the bedroom next to Todd Monken's at his house, but, you know, that's the characterization that you get, is they're spending a lot of time together. JT Daniels is a very bright from an X's and O's standpoint, and I'm sure they're working really hard to get on the same page, because I think for the first time in the history of Kirby Smart's administration at Georgia, I heard him say that, you know, we want to be vertically, what was the way he put it? We want to be a vertical team. We want to be vertically exposed. We're using vertical a lot. And that takes, a lot of repetition, a lot of practice. And I'm sure that we'll see a lot of that for sure this Saturday. A lot of downfield passing, a lot of deep balls, because that's what Kirby Smart wants to see. And then when we get to the fall, you know, you're still going to see a lot of RBU. But I think the ability to be able to be explosive in the passing game is priority number one for Georgia in this season.
Starts 2 o'clock tomorrow. G-Day will happen in Athens. Maybe some weather issues, but hey, at least we got college football here in the spring. AJC.com will be the place to get all the information and updates that you need about it. He's on Twitter at CTowersAJC. And, of course, longtime guy that covers everything for Georgia, Chip Chowers. Join us here in the WaitForIt.com hotline. Chip, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Enjoy tomorrow. Stay dry if there is rain out there. And we will talk soon as we figure out the fallout from all this.
All right. You got it. See ya.
You got it. Thanks, man. John Chuckery here. We'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.